No sooner was the work assigned than done. They brought the 7 tripods Agamemnon promised Achilles, and the 20 cauldrons shining, and the horses a full dozen. Then they conducted 7 women, skilled in housecraft, with Briseis in her beauty. Odysseus weighed 10 bars of purest gold and turned back, followed by his young Achaeans, bearing the gifts to place in mid-assembly. Now Agamemnon rose. Talthybius the crier, with his wondrous voice, stood near him holding the boar. The son of Atreus drew the sheath knife that he carried, hung beside the big sheath of his sword, and cut first bristles from the boar. Arms wide to heaven he prayed to Zeus, as all the troops kept still, all sitting in due order in their places, hearing their king. In prayer he raised his eyes to the broad sky and said, "May Zeus, all highest and first of gods, be witness first, then earth and Helios and the Furies underground who punish men for having broken oaths, I never laid a hand on your Briseis, proposing bed or any other pleasure. In my quarters the girl has been untouched. If one word that I swear is false, may the gods plague me for a perjured liar." He slit the boar's throat with his blade of bronze. Then Talthybius, wheeling, flung the victim into the offshore water, bait for fish. Achilles rose amid the Argive warriors, saying, "Father Zeus, you send mankind prodigious follies. Never otherwise had Agamemnon stung me through and through. Never would he have been so empty-headed as to defy my will and take the girl. No, for some reason Zeus had death at heart for the Achaeans, and for many. Well, go to your meat, then we'll resume the fighting." Thus he dismissed the assembly. All the men were quick to scatter, each to his own ship. As for the gifts, the Myrmidons took over and bore them all to Achilles' ship to stow within his shelter. There they left the women, and drove the horses to the herd. The girl Briseis, in her grace like Aphrodite, on entering, saw Patroclus lying dead of spear wounds, and she sank down to embrace him with a sharp, sobbing cry, lifting her hands to tear her breast, soft throat, and lovely face, this girl shaped like the goddesses of heaven. Weeping, she said, "Patroclus, very dear, most dear to me, cursed as I am, you were alive still when I left you, left this place. Now I come back to find you dead, my captain. Evil follows evil, so, for me."